家打开提摩太后书第二章。
Please open your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们已经来到提摩太后书第二章，我们要跟大家一起看20-26节。
And we have reached 2 Timothy chapter 2. We shall read together verses 20-26.
提摩太后书第二章20节，在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，也有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你们要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。唯有那愚拙无学问的辩论，总要弃绝，因为知道这等事是起增进的。然而主的仆人不可增进，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道，叫他们已经被魔鬼任意掳去的可以醒悟，脱离他的网罗。
2 Timothy 2:20. Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will.
我们今天要跟大家思想的就是题目是如何合乎主用。
And the topic we want to study today is how to be useful for the Lord.
我相信大家都可以都有经有做过工，而且有这个做过工的经验。
I believe that everyone here would have worked before or would have some kind of experience working for someone.
当我们替别人做事的时候呢，我们总是希望能够升职，能够得到老板的欣赏。
And when we work for someone, we are often looking forward to a promotion or that the boss will value us.
当你得到升职，得到老板的欣赏的时候，很多时候你的薪水也增加，你的这个优待在各方面都不错。
And when you are promoted and when the boss highly values you, then very often you will get a raise and also more benefits.
但是今天很多人年轻人进入这个职场的时候呢，通常都有错误的想法。
But today, when many young people enter the workforce, they have a wrong thinking.
很多人进去做工的时候，他要表现自己的才华。
When they come, when they go to work, they want to show off their talents.
那么同时他又要别人的薪水。
And at the same time, they want somebody else's salary.
结果他要他做的不是老板要的东西。
And in the end, what they do is not what the boss wants.
他不知道老板要什么，他也不知道老板的性情如何。
And they do not know what the boss wants nor what the boss likes.
如果你要得到老板的欣赏，你要得到升职，你必须要知道你老板是什么，他要的是什么，他的性情如何，你怎么样来讨他的喜悦。
If you want the boss to value you, and what you need to do is to know what exactly he desires and what are his likes and dislikes.
现在连西方人到中国来做生意，他都知道要带礼物来。
And today, even when the Westerners come to China to do business, they know to bring a gift.
所以他知道中国人的文化。
And they know the culture of the Chinese.
当我们在替别人打工的时候，我们不知道老板是什么的性情，他要的是什么，我们不能够得到他的欣赏，也不能够得到升职。
And in the same way, if we fail to recognize what the boss wants or desires, we will not be valued and we will not be promoted.
这段圣经就是讲到我们怎么样被主使用。
This passage tells us how to be useful for the Lord.
特别第20节那边他讲到说大户人家有金银银器，有金器银器，有木器瓦器，有贵重的也有做卑贱的。
In verse 20, we read that now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable.
所以在这里讲到说有大户人家是指到在教会里面有一些是金器银器，有一些是木器瓦器，是有分成两种。
And this is actually talking about in the church. The great house is like a church, and there are two kinds of vessels. One kind is gold and silver, and the second is wood and clay.
这两种都是按照它的质量、它的材料来分别。
And they are distinguished based on the quality of the materials.
另外一种呢，另外一个分别都是按照它的作用，一种是贵重的，一种是卑贱的。
And there's another distinction which is their use. One is for honorable use, another for dishonorable.
在英文圣经里面用那个字 dishonorable， 可能给人家错误的印象，说这个不体面或者是犯罪。其实它中文圣经就翻译得很清楚，这个是贵重或者是卑贱，是高低的分别。他们两个都是主所使用，一个是比较重用，一个是比较不适合的用法。
And in the English, when it is translated honorable versus dishonorable, it gives the wrong impression that it is the sinful versus not sinful, but this is actually not the meaning here. It is actually talking about whether it is highly valued or of a low value. So actually both vessels are being used, but they are used for different purposes of different values.
今天我们在我们家里的时候呢，我们也是，当我们请客人的时候，我们用最好的 的这个材料或者用最好的这个碗碟出来招待客人，但是有些东西呢是留在厨房里面，甚至有些东西是留在厕所里面不可以用的。And
in the same way, when we entertain guests at our homes today, we would serve our guests with the most presentable dishes and plates, etc. While the cooking utensils, we will leave it in the kitchen or even some other containers are meant to be left in the washroom.
有时候我的太太对我非常生气。
Sometimes my wife is very angry with me.
有时候她拿的刀，她用刀呢有两种刀，一种是切生的这个肉的，一种是切熟的肉的，所以两边我掺来用，她就很生气了。And
my wife is sometimes angry with me for mixing up the knives that I use because she has one set of knives meant for cutting raw meat and another set of knives meant for cutting cooked meat. And when I mix them up, she gets angry with me.
所以当我们招待客人的时候，我们用最好的材料。
So when we are actually entertaining our guests, we would use the best utensils.
是金器还是银器？
Gold and silver vessels.
有些是瓦器，木器瓦器呢，是留在厨房里面，甚至在厕所里面用的，我们不拿出来外面。
And vessels of wood and clay refer to those that we will leave inside the kitchen or even those that we will use in the washroom and not bring out to the living room.
所以这里讲到说，如果人呢要被主使用呢，他说第21节说，人若自洁脱离卑贱的事呢，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
And to be useful to the master, verse 21 tells us, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work.
他不但是对主有用，而且是贵重的器皿来用。
And not only is he useful, but he is used as a precious vessel for honorable use.
所以我们要问，我们怎么样来被主来使用，能够被主当作贵重的器皿来使用。
So we want to ask, how can we be useful for the Lord as precious vessels?
今天我们看到许多主所重用的仆人。
And today we see many servants of God whom God have used mightily.
当然我们看到在过去历史里面有司布真，有很多很属灵的伟人都被主大大的使用。
And And in history, we see of many, many spiritual giants like Spurgeon, who has been used mightily by God.
而且呢，造使兴使使到整个教会复兴起来。
And these people have also caused the church to be revived.
但是今天呢，我们也是盼望自己能够被主使用，在教会里面能够起一些作用。
Today, we also hope that God will use us in the church to do mighty things.
所以我们要问自己，到底我们怎么样才能够被主使用？
So we want to ask, how can we be useful for the Lord?
就好像我们在公司里面，我要怎么样被我们的老板使用，使到他能够用我们成就大事。
It is just like when we work in a company, we want to know how the boss can use us in order to achieve great things.
来完成我们在这个世上的使命。
And in order to fulfill the purpose in our lives.
所以在提摩太后书呢，保罗告诉提摩太说，当他讲的时候，他用了好几个比喻。
And in 2 Timothy, when Paul wrote to Timothy, he used a number of analogies.
那么第一，他讲到要做一个军人，做一个好 的士兵。
And firstly, he talks about being a good soldier.
他讲到在第二章的时候，他第二章第一节他们讲到说，我们要在主里面刚强起来，怎么样做刚强人？他第一用这个士兵。
Chapter 2, verse 1, Paul wrote that we are to be strengthened by the grace that is in the Lord. And how do we do that? The first analogy he used is as a good soldier.
然后他说也要作为一个好的运动员。
And he must be a good athlete as well.
然后他又用另外一个当作这个要做一个农夫，要一个勤劳的农夫。
And then a hardworking farmer.
所以这些呢都给我们看见保罗在形容。那么这个时候呢，我们看到这段经文里面，他是用这个家里的用具器皿来形容这个如何被主使用。
So we see Paul using many analogies, and now he comes to the analogy of a great house with different types of vessels for God's use.
所以今天呢，我们要讲的是如何被主来使用。
So today we want to talk about how to be useful for the Lord.
我相信当我们讲到我们要怎么样被主使用的时候，很多时候我们心里想的是为什么我要被主使用。
I believe that very often when we consider how to be useful for the Lord, there might be a question that arises in our hearts. Why should we even be used by the Lord?
如果你不想被主使用，这样你就是自己的主人。
If you do not wish to be used by the Lord, then you are your own master.
这样我就我行我素，这样的话你可能连信主都是一个问题。
Then you will do as you please, and in fact, there is reason to question whether you actually believe in the Lord.
如果你真的相信耶稣基督是你的主人，他神是你的创造主，他创造我们有一个目的，我们就是要来完成那个目的。
If you truly believe that the Lord Jesus is your master, and God created you for a purpose, then you must strive to fulfill that purpose.
神创造我们的时候有神的目的。
When God created us, He has His purpose.
当然，他的目的广泛的讲是让我们要荣耀神的心。
Of course, broadly speaking, His purpose is that we glorify Him.
但是神创造我们的时候呢，他不但是我们的创造主，他还是我们生命的主人。
But when He created us, not only is He our creator, but He is also the master of our lives.
他是我们生命的主人，所以我们要听从他在我们生命上的指示。
And because He is the master of our lives, we need to obey Him in the things of our life.
就好像二十一节那边他提到说，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用。那个主就是主人的意思。
In verse 21, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, useful to the master. And this master is referring to God.
那么24节他说，然而主的仆人，这个仆人就是指主的奴隶，主说是他既然是奴隶，他必有生命的主人。
And verse 24 talks about the Lord's servant, which could also be translated as the Lord's slave. In other words, this slave would belong to God.
所以一个如果我们真的是信主的，我们有生命的主人，我们必须要完成他在我们生命 的这个旨意。
So if we truly believe in the Lord, then He is our master, and we want Him to actually fulfill His purpose in our life.
今天很多人 在生命中很不愉快，很不快乐，是因为他们不知道自己的生命的意义，他不知道自己的主人是谁，所以他在生活里面呢得不到满足。
Today, many people are not happy in their lives because they have not acknowledged who is the true master of their lives, and because of that, they do not find any satisfaction.
如果神创造我们，如果我们按照神创造我们的旨意去行，我们心里就会得到满足。
If God created us, then by obeying God's will is the only way we can find satisfaction.
神创造我们有一个样式，有一个模式，有一个目的，如果我们按照这个神所创造的目的去行呢，我们就感觉到我们的生命充满了意义，我们感觉到充满了满足，因为我们完成了我们应该有的使命。
God created us in a certain way, according to a certain pattern, and He has specific purposes for us. If we obey His will and fulfill these purposes that He has for us, then we will derive full satisfaction.
如果神创造你非常有音乐的天分，你在音乐上面侍奉，你就感觉到你能够发挥你的才华，发挥你的成就，这些都是神让你有的恩赐，让你在那边完成他要你完成的工作。
If God created you and gave you a blessing or a gift in the music, then by serving Him in the music ministry,That's where you will actually glorify Him and fulfill the purpose and the work that He has designed for you.
如果你神给你 有很能够善用文字，你在文字上面去侍奉神，你就通过文字上面去服侍他，你就感觉到你能够使用神给你的恩赐，使你的才干来完成你应该有的工作，你就得到满足。
If God gave you a literary gifts and if you serve Him in thethis area with words and writings, then you will be able to glorify Him the most and be most satisfied.
如果神给你有这个很善用你的手，成为一个工程师或者做一些事情，你只能够用在神的侍奉上面。当你越侍奉呢，你越觉得满足，越喜乐。
And if God gave you nimble hands, enable you to do much things with your hands, then by serving as an engineer or by doing lots of handy works, you will be able to fulfill your purpose for and glorify God.
所以你要知道，如果你感觉到不喜，人生没有目标，如果你不喜乐，你要知道为什么是这样，因为你没有好好的用神给你的恩赐。你没有完成你的使命，所以你在这边感觉到徘徊、彷徨、不知所措。
So if you are not happy with whatever situation that you are in, you want to ask, is it because you have not used the gift that God has given to you properly to serve Him, and that's the reason that you feel depressed and you feel unhappy?
所以我们要完成神的使命，我们要成为主合乎主的这个。合乎主用这仆人，他你才能够得到生命的满足。
So in if we want to have satisfaction in our lives, we must actually fulfill the purposes that God has for us and do use our gifts to serve Him in such a way.
所以我再说一遍，我们为什么要被主使用呢？因为他是我们的主人，他创造我们来完成他的目的。我们当我们完成的时候，我们才能够得到满足，我们才能够荣耀他。
And let me say this again, why should we even want to be useful for the Lord? That is because He is our creator and He is the master who created us. In order to have full satisfaction, we must actually serve Him and use the gifts that He has given to us fully.
我们才能够觉得人生的意义。
Then we will find meaning in our life.
像谁才能够被主来大大的使用呢？
Who then can be useful for the Lord?
你看第二十一节。
Look at verse 21.
他说人若自洁，这个是任何人如果肯自洁的话呢，他就可以做贵重的器皿。
If anyone cleanses himself, he will be a vessel for honorable use.
所以你看到这个任何人，就是每一个人都可以成为贵重的器皿。
If anyone, that means everyone can.
所以怎么样来成为贵重的器皿呢？首先他必须要自洁。
So how do we become a vessel for honorable use? Firstly, he must cleanse himself.
所以讲到这个呢, 就是指到我们的神是圣洁的, 他要的呢, 就是圣洁的人。
Our God is a holy God. He wants holy people.
所以彼得前书也提到一章第十五节说, 那招你们的既是圣洁, 你们在所行的一切事上呢, 都要圣洁。
1 Peter 1:15 tells us, He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
所以这里给我们看到, 一个人呢, 如果你要被神使用, 首先呢, 你必须要成为一个圣洁的人。
So if you want to be used by God, firstly, you must be a holy person.
我们再来看第21节是, 人若自洁,
Coming back to verse 21, If anyone cleanses himself,
你会注意到吗? 我们得罪得赦免的是神赦免我们, 是耶稣基督抹去我们的罪, 但是这边讲的是自己洁净自己。
And do you realize that over here it talks about the person cleanses himself, but we know that salvation comes from the Lord and He is the one who cleanses us of sin.
所以这边讲的是什么呢? 就是讲的是我们必须要离开罪恶, 我们必须要保守自己的圣洁。
And this is talking about how we ought to depart from sin and to actually live holy lives.
所以在这边讲到说, 人若自洁, 脱离卑贱的事, 你看到吗?
So we are to, or if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable.
所以这边讲到说, 人必须要自洁, 不是我必须要保守自己, 不让自己玷污, 不让自己遭到, 这个, 罪的, 污染。
So we need to keep ourselves away from the impurities of sin.
所以这边讲到自洁, 这个自洁的意思就是洁净或者净化或者消毒的意思。
Cleansing himself is like disinfecting oneself.
所以在这边讲到说, 他说, 如果人自洁要脱离卑贱的事, 卑贱的事是指刚才那边讲有贵重的也有卑贱的。
If anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, and just a verse ago, it talks about two uses, honorable versus dishonorable.
所以意思是说, 如果一个人, 如果他要受神的重用的话呢, 他必须要很清楚 把这些不干净、不肮脏污秽, 或者说不清洁, 或者不够圣洁的东西都不要碰。
So if someone wants to be used mightily by the Lord, then anything that is impure or unholy, he must abstain and do not even touch them.
这边讲的卑贱的事是什么事呢?
What is this dishonorable use here?
如果我们看上下文, 保罗是在告诉他说, 你要脱离, 你要离开那些, 这个, 那些人传讲不纯正的道理。
If we look at the context of the previous verses, then we know that firstly, it must be abstaining from preaching the wrong doctrines.
所以这些人呢, 包括在第二章里面提到的那些, 那些人专门, 保罗要提摩太禁止他们, 嘱咐他们不要传异教。
And we know that from chapter 2, Timothy was to stop those people from preaching false doctrine.
特别是他提到一个人, 两个人名字叫做许米乃跟腓利图, 在17节。
Especially in verse 17, he names Hymenaeus and Philetus.
而且他们讲到说这些人呢, 是常常呢, 好像毒疮一样, 越烂越大。
And he talks about this people whose talk will spread like gangrene.
所以这个意思是说什么呢? 就是说, 我们如果要成为圣洁, 我们不可以跟为那些所谓称为基督徒的, 还继续犯罪的人, 我们不可以跟他来往。
In other words, if we want to be holy, then we must not associate ourselves with those people or those so-called Christians who continue in sin.
所以保罗在哥林多前书那里也提到说, 如果有一些人呢, 他自称是基督徒, 但是他还是行淫乱, 贪婪乐色, 拜偶像, 等等这些事情呢, 他说这样的人呢, 不要跟他来往, 如果那些称为弟兄, 还做这些事情呢, 不要跟他来往, 不要跟他们在一起。
And Paul wrote to the believers in Corinth, in 1 Corinthians, not to associate with the immoral people, those so-called brothers who are covetous or idolaters or revilers.
他说这些人呢，他说保罗说我们审判我们是在教会里面的人，如果有人这样呢，这样的人不可以跟他们来往。
And Paul was referring to people inside the church. If there are people like that in the church, Paul's instruction was not to even associate with them.
所以他要离开他这些人，所以他这边讲到说要自洁，就是要离开这些人，不要跟他们有任何的关系。
So, to cleanse yourself means to depart from wicked people or sinful people in the church, the so-called Christians who refuse to repent.
所以这边讲到是教会的纪律行动。
This is referring to church discipline.
教会必须要保守圣洁。
The church must keep herself pure.
教会不能够任允许犯罪在我们当中继续的滋生。
The church cannot allow sin to manifest inside it.
特别是当我们看二十一节下半段，他说 要做贵重的器皿呢，他必须要圣洁，更加清楚的讲到人不需要脱离罪恶跟脱离罪犯罪的人。
And the second half of verse 21 says to be set apart as holy. This is even clearer to tell us that we must depart from sin and not associate with sinful people in the church.
保罗自己这么讲，他说你们不要自欺，滥交是败坏善行的。
Paul himself wrote, do not be deceived, bad company ruins good morals.
所以我们必须要很小心，我们要，如果你要被神使用的话呢，你必须要脱离罪恶的事情跟犯罪，所谓称为基督徒又犯罪的人。
So you must be very careful in order to purify your life. You must first depart from sinful behavior.And secondly, if there are so-called Christians in our midst who continue in sin, we must not associate with them.
所以我们不但要离开他们，我们要很快的，你看到这边他讲到说要合乎主用，预备这两个字是很积极的筹备，很积极的盼望主的使用，预备行各样的善事。
And we continue second half of verse 21, useful to the master of the house,Ready for every good work. In other words, there is an enthusiasm and an eagerness of wanting to be used.
所以这边讲到说，如果一个人真的很想来行做主应该要他做的事情呢，他随时准备好要来行各样的主要他行的善事。
In other words, if somebody wants to be useful to the master, he must always be ready and eager to do.Every good work that God has for him.
神拯救我们，要我们圣洁，不但要我们圣洁，甚至他要我们来行善。
God saved us and he wants us to be holy, and not just being holy, but to also do good works.
所以以弗所书二章十节讲到说，我们原是他的工作，在基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神预备叫我们行的。
Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works.Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
提摩太后书也是讲到同样的，他说圣经是神所默示的，于教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益处，这些我们很熟悉。但是叫什么？为什么要这样呢？是叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
And 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness.And we are very familiar with this verse, but why do we want to do all these things? Verse 17 gives us the answer, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
所以神的目的是要使我们能够行各样的善事。
So God's purpose is to enable us to do every good work.
哥罗西书一章十节也是这么讲，他说，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他的喜悦，在一切的善事上结果子。渐渐捉知道神。
Colossians 1:10 tells us the same, as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
所以这些经文你都看到他不断的要我们做好的事情，善的事情。
So all these passages tell us that we are to be doing good work.
多一节圣经，在提多书三章一节也是这么讲，他说你要，保罗要提摩太提醒，要提多提醒众人，叫他们顺服做官的、掌权的，遵他的命，预备行各样的善事。
And one more verse from Titus 3:1, remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work.
所以如果你要被神使用的话呢，你必须要自洁，然后要准备行各样的善事。
So if you want to be useful for the Lord, firstly you must purify yourself and then be ready for every good work.
所以你必须要离开那些影响不好的影响你的人，那些人可能是抽烟喝酒，可能有错误的思想，常常把一些不符合的圣经 的这个观念带进你的思想的人呢，这些人你都要离开。
So you must depart and not associate with people who actually influence you in a bad way. They might be smokers or drinkers, or they might be bringing in wrong thinkings about the Bible. You must avoid these people.
所以你必须要洁净自己的生命。
So you must firstly purify your life.
第二呢，你必须要怎么样呢？你要必须要除去一切的错误的这个使你这个私欲。
And secondly, you must purge ungodly desires.
你看第二十二节。
Look at verse 22.
他说，你要逃避少年的私欲，同清心祷告主的人，追求公义，信德，仁爱，和平。
So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart.
所以这里讲到要逃避。
So it says flee.
这个逃避这两个字呢，其实是一个命令。
This is in the imperative.
啊，意思说你必须要刻意的逃走。
In other words, you must purposefully run away.
啊，那么这个字呢，这个逃避呢，这个字就是 fugitive， 意思说是逃亡者。
And it is the same word from which we derive the English word fugitive. In other words, we are to make ourselves in such a way that we are always running away from it.
因为注意这个试探不断的来想要控制你，抓住你，来获得你，但是呢你必须要逃跑，一直要逃亡者不断的逃。
Because temptation is often around us and trying to come and hold us captive, so we must flee and run awayfrom these temptations all the time, just like a fugitive is always on the run.
我们中国人常常有一句话说，
The Chinese have a saying,
他说明知山有虎，偏向虎山行。
If you know that there is danger there, yet you still want to go there.
你有这种想法的人，你是骄傲。
If you have such a thinking, that is arrogance.
你以为自己能够胜过那个试探，你以为自己能够胜过那个危险，你就偏向走，你是任性，这个是悖逆，以为自己能够，这个叫骄傲。
And it is arrogance if you think you can stand, because you must be careful lest you fall.
那些人如果不断的喝酒，你不要醉酒，你就不要跟他们在一起。
If there are drunkards around you and you do not want to become a drunkard, then do not associate them.
有些人吸毒，你如果偏偏跟他们常常在一起，你有一天就受他影响。
If there are drug addicts that you want to always associate with, one day you will become like them.
一些人很贪婪，有些人很做事情都是不符合圣经，你常常跟他在一起，你就变成他们那样。
There are people who are greedy and covetous,And whatever that they do is not according to scripture. If you often associate with them, you will become like them one day.
你必须要逃跑，要逃离。
You must run away from and flee from this thing.
他说要逃避少年人的私欲。
Flee youthful passions.
这个私欲呢，不一定是指在性有性爱的关系，就是犯这个性爱的罪。
The word passions here does not necessarily refer to sinful acts involving sex.
这个字呢，这个字私欲，这个字呢，本来是的意思呢，希腊文的意思是指他的心里面的愿望。
And the word, the phrase youthful passions in the Greek simply refers to desires of the heart.
意思说你心里面有一些愿望，但是这个愿望是不好的，所以叫做私欲。
And these are bad desires in the heart, and that's why it is translated youthful passions.
所以如果一个人呢，他里面有个不合乎神的这个盼望，或者不合乎神的愿望、期望在心里面呢，这个就是造成他犯罪的原因。
If a person have desires in his heart which is not according to the Bible, this is cause for him to sin.
所以这个叫做私欲。
It's translated youthful passions.
啊，这个不单是 youthful， 这个是私欲，就是指 lust。
And it actually refers to lust in the heart.
意思是说这个人呢，他心里面有盼望要得到一些东西呢，不合乎神心意的东西。
In other words, in his heart, he is desiring or lusting after something which is not pleasing to God.
所以这里呢，就讲到说年轻人通常会遇到的这个私欲是什么呢？
What are the lustful desires that young people often face?
你看到年纪大的人呢，很多东西他们已经看透了，这些东西不重要。但是年轻人，钱重要，享受重要，这个地位重要，拥有一切非常重要。
For the older people, they have seen and experienced many things to know that all these things are not important. But for young people, they would desire money, they will desire pleasure, they will desire status in life, etc., etc.
所以这些东西呢，任何一个东西使你离开神的东西呢，这些东西都是私欲。
Anything that should cause you to be drawn further from God would be a lust.
所以这些东西呢，你必须要逃跑、逃离，不要跟这些人在一起。
Flee from this things and flee from this lust and passion.
但是难道我们不断的逃吗？ 我们到底要追求什么呢？
But other than running away, what should we be pursuing?
所以在这边你看到他说，你不但是跑，你不要逃离罪，你要逃离，要逃向公义，逃向主那里去。
Don't just be on the run without a goal. You must be running away from sin and running towards God.
所以我们作为基督徒呢，要合乎神使的使用呢，我们要离开罪恶，但是我们要追求什么呢？公义。
And as Christians, we should not just depart from sin, but we should also pursue righteousness.
公义的话就是属于神的公义，就是神的话定下什么是对，什么是错，我们按照神的话去做，才就是对了。
And righteousness, or what is right, is defined by the word of God. So if we do what is stated in the word of God as right, then we are doing the right thing.
所以我们要明白圣经什么是对，什么是错。
So we need to understand what the Bible teaches about right versus wrong.
什么是合乎神的公义，什么是不合乎神的公义。
What is righteousness according to God and what is unrighteousness?
所以我们要追求公义的事情。
We are to pursue righteousness.
同时呢，我们也必须要追求这个忠心。
And we must pursue faithfulness.
在圣经里面你看到这里，他说不但是要追求公义，而且呢要追求信德，这里面有两个字叫做信德。
And we are to pursue righteousness and faith.
这个信这个字呢，这个faith这个字呢，应该更好的在上下文字注意呢，应该是翻译成 faithfulness 或者是忠心、忠肯的意思。
And if you look at the context, it should be more accurately translated as faithfulness rather than faith.
所以这个信德这个是中文字比较古老，这个德行，所以那个信德的意思是包括它有这个。 信心的德行就是忠心。
And this is actually a virtuous work out of faith, which refers to faithfulness.
所以一个人呢，必须要追求神的公义，他不要追求忠心。神非常看见忠实、忠心的人。
So the person who wants to be useful must pursue righteousness and faithfulness, because God values a faithful person.
我们的神是一个忠实的神。
Our God is a faithful God.
他的话，他必然成就他所应许的一切话。
And He will fulfill all His promises.
所以我们必须要像他一样绝对的忠实。
And therefore we must be like God and be faithful.
所以神非常注重忠心这两个字。
And God values faithfulness.
所以我们必须要完全的忠心。
So we must be completely faithful.
同时呢，我们也必须要有无私的爱。
And we must also pursue love.
所以这里讲说要追求公义、信德、仁爱，就是指无条件的爱、完全的爱。
And love here is referring to unconditional love.
如果你爱那可爱的人，有什么特别呢？ 你要爱那些不可爱的人、忽略的人、那个不能够偿还的人、真的去爱这样的人，你才是像神一样去来帮助那些有需要的人。
If you love the lovely, what difficulty is that? You must love those who are unlovely and those who cannot repay your kindness and your love.
这个就是表示神的爱,
then this manifests God's unconditional love.
最后一个就是和平,
lastly, it is peace.
或者这个可以说是这个是指人与人之间的和好。
And this is referring to peaceful living amongst one another.
所以这个是要尽量跟一切的人能够和好。
And you are to strive to live peaceably with everyone around you.
如果你再看第22节多一次,
if you come back to verse 22 again,
他说你要逃避少年人的私欲,
flee youthful passions.
同清心祷告主的人, 你看到吗?
And you are to pursue along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart.
所以这边讲 call upon the Lord 的意思是说 那些祷告主或者说 依靠主的人, 所以这边讲了, 当你追求公义, 忠心, 无私的爱, 跟和人和好呢, 不是个人的追求, 是要跟教会, 跟弟兄姐妹, 一起的去追求。
Along with those who call on the Lord, in other words, along with believers in the same church who are praying to God, it is not an individual pursuit.
当你一个人追求的时候, 你会发现越追求越冷淡。
If you pursue this individually, you realize that the more you pursue, the colder you get.
我们的生命上上下下,
our lives are full of ups and downs.
有时候我们软弱的时候, 我们需要弟兄姐妹来扶持。
When we are weak, we need brothers and sisters to come and support us.
我们有时候觉得失望灰心的时候,
sometimes when we are disappointed,
我们要弟兄姐妹来帮助我们, 告诉我们要持守下去, 坚持到底。
We need brothers and sisters to come and encourage us to persevere.
啊, 这个就是忠心。
That's faithfulness.
啊, 这个是持守到底。
And this is perseverance.
所以我们必须要依靠弟兄姐妹来完成这个工作。
And we need to depend on our brothers and sisters to help us complete this work.
你要被神使用, 你要圣洁。
You want to be useful for the Lord, you must purify yourself.
你要被神使用呢, 你不但要圣洁, 而且你要跟弟兄姐妹一起来逃避私欲, 跟什么呢? 来追求这个公义, 信德, 这个爱跟和平。
And not only are you to purify your life, but you are to purge ungodly desires and pursue the right things together with brothers and sisters.
这个就是我们看到 神创造我们的时候, 当我们能够这样去行的时候呢, 当我们这样做, 神使用我们的时候, 我们才能够感觉到生命的价值, 跟生命的, 实在。
And only when we do this and strive to become useful for the Lord, we will see the true value and purpose of our lives.
如何才能够被主使用呢? 我们必须要圣洁, 不需要除罪, 必须要有追求。
So how do we be useful for the Lord? We must purify our lives, purge ungodly desires, and pursue the right things.
最后一点就是我们要分辨先后的次序,哪一个重要,哪一个次要。
Lastly, we must prioritize our responsibilities and be able to discern what is important from those that are not.
你看第23节,
look at verse 23.
第23节说, 唯有愚拙无学问的辩论总要弃绝, 因为这等事是起
Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels.
所以你看到这个愚拙这两个字吗?
And look at the word foolish.
啊, 愚拙这两个就是指就是愚笨的意思. 其实这个是我们英文字 moron.
And this is the same word that we derive the English word moron.
啊, 那么另外呢, 另外一个字呢, 就是无学问.
And ignorant.
啊, 无学问就是那些无知的东西.
In other words, ignorant or without knowledge.
啊, 所以这边讲到说那些无学问的辩论或者是那些猜测。
Ignorant controversies, in other words, these are wild speculations.
所以你看到吗? 如果你要做神所使用的人呢, 或者神所使用的仆人呢, 你必须要懂得分辨, 有些东西不值得辩, 有些东西不值得讨论, 有些东西不值得猜测。
And if you want to be a useful vessel for the Lord, then you want to be able to discern that some things are just not worth debating or speculating or making guesswork on.
所以这些事情呢, 我们必须要脱离, 要离开, 要放弃。
And we are to depart from this and to actually let go of them.
所以我们要知道, 真实的圣经所讲的，我们不要超越，我们要持守圣经所没有讲的，我们不需要去猜测。
And therefore, we need to be clear what is taught in the Bible, and those that are clearly taught in the Bible, we must uphold. While those that are not taught in the Bible, we should not even be discussing such things.
就好像今天我们早上我们读的经文在，这个约翰二书。
It's like the passage that we read in 2 John this morning.
啊，他说我们有些超越基督教训的不要越过，你越过的话呢，你就有很多的猜测，很多的争论。
There are things which are apart from Christ, and those who goes on ahead of Christ does not abide in this teaching. These are the things that we should not even bother about.
所以圣经有讲的，我们必须要讲。
So if it is said in the Bible, we say it.
其实很多时候圣经有讲，我们都没有讲完。
Actually, more often than not, whatever is said in the Bible has not even been said by many.
像何况要讲一些圣经所没有讲的，那完全是属于猜测的，我们就不要去讲。
And if we have even failed to speak what is said in the Bible, then don't even venture into things that are not in the Bible.
因为那些事情呢，就起很多争论，很多争执，到底谁对谁错呢？没人说，因为圣经没说，没有定论。
And when we venture into those areas, then there will be quarrels of who is right and who is wrong. But in the first place, the Bible doesn't give us any definition there, so nobody is right or wrong.
请你继续看第24-26节，这个是算是一个总结。
And let's continue from verses 24-26. This is like the conclusion.
他说24节，然而主的仆人不可竞争。
Verse 24, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome.
所以他说，你看到刚才有很多人为这些争来争去，他说主的仆人不要争这些东西。
And there are many people who are foolish and engage in ignorant controversies, but the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome.
如果你是属主的人，你要被主使用呢，不要为这些事情争。
If you want to be useful for the Lord and you belong to Him, then do not quarrel over such things.
你要温温和和的待众人。
Be kind to everyone.
你要善于教导。
Able to teach.
然后呢，要忍耐，而且呢，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人。
Patiently enduring evil and correcting his opponents with gentleness.
啊，你看到这里25-26节很重要的一段话，这段话呢，你仔细看，他说。或者神给他有悔改的心，或者神给他们有悔改的心，可以明白真道，叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的可以醒悟，脱离他的网罗。
And if you read carefully the second half of verse 25 and verse 26, God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth.And they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will.
你没有注意到这段圣经，其实如果你仔细看呢，这段圣经非常符合加尔文的教导。
And if you read very carefully this passage, you realize that Calvin's teaching is very close to what is stated here.
其实不是加尔文的教导，是加尔文从圣经里面明白，你看到吗？一个人能够悔改，不是他自由自己想要悔改，其实连悔改的心都是神所赐。
Actually, we shouldn't even say that the Bible is Calvinistic. What we should say is that Calvin is biblical, because Calvin derived his teaching from here that God is the one who grants repentance.
他说很多人说我可以自由自，我要悔改不要悔改是我的事情，但是你看到这里什么？悔改的心都是神所赐。
Many people argue that whether to repent or not is my own free will. But according to this passage, even repentance is granted by God.
所以你注意看，或者可能神会给他悔改的心，让他可以明白。神如果不给他悔改的心，他不可能明白。
God may perhaps grant them repentance, and if God does not grant them repentance, they cannot even do it.
你看26节，他说这些人呢，已经是被魔鬼任意掳去，他可以醒悟过来，如果没有醒悟过来呢，他们就被魔鬼任意来摆布，他根本就不能够明白，不能够脱离他的网罗。
And they may come to their senses, verse 26, and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will.
所以你看到那个可以醒悟的英文字发音翻得比较准确，他说或许他们醒悟过来，他说或许他们明白那个他这个come to their senses， 他们或许想得通，或者他们的逻辑突然间通了，他明白。所以现在的人呢，不幸的人呢，他活在一个违背逻辑的情况里面。
And they may come to their senses, meaning if they start to think logically. Now, a lot of unbelievers today are actually lost in illogical thinking.
所以我们看到今天呢，如果你不要被主使用呢，你会发现一个真正被主使用的人呢，他很耐心的传扬主的福音，劝人悔改信耶稣，要盼望他能够得救，这个就是神的旨意。
And if you are useful for the Lord, then you'll be patiently sharing the gospel with unbelievers and hoping that they might actually repent, that God may perhaps grant them repentance. When you patiently share the gospel with such a goal in mind, that is according to God's will.
所以我们今天的主题就是如何合乎主用，怎么样成为主合用的仆人。
So our main theme today is how to be useful for the Lord.
所以首先呢，我们必须要圣洁，我们要除罪，我们要追求生命，要分别这个什么是重要，什么不重要。
You must purify your life. You must purge ungodly desires, pursue the right things, and prioritize your responsibilities.
我们再说一遍，为什么我们要合乎主用
？Let me say this again. Why do we even want to be useful for the Lord?
我们因为神是我们的创造主。
That's because God is our creator.
神创造我们有他的目的，我们必须要完成他的目的，我们才能够觉得自己的价值，我们才觉得自己有用，我们才觉得自己是实在能完成，才能够满足。
God created us for a specific purpose. Only by fulfilling this purpose will we find true value and a true satisfaction in our life.
如果你在生命中还是在彷徨，在流浪，在不知所措，你还不喜悦，不心里不开心，我问你一个问题，你是不是在完成神的旨意？是不是你忽略了，不明白主在你身上的意思？
If you are still lost and wandering around in your lives, not feeling happy or blessed, then I want to ask you the question, have youactually fulfill the responsibilities or the purposes that God has designed for you.
如果你真正明白神的旨意，你要被主神使用，你就必须要圣洁，你必须要除罪，你必须要追求，而且呢，你必须要有分别轻重来侍奉神。
If you want to be useful for the Lord and find true purpose and meaning in your life, you must purify your life, purge ungodly desires, pursue the right things.And prioritize your responsibilities.
让我们做一个同心的祷告。
Let us close in prayer.